Welcome to the CenturyLink Labs podcast with your host, Lucas Carlson. From Docker and Linux containers to programming languages and web frameworks, we interview technology and thought leaders around the world every week. This week's interview is brought to you by CenturyLink Cloud, the world's fastest self-service enterprise-grade cloud.
Hello, this is Lucas Carlson from the CenturyLink Labs podcast. This week, I've got a very, very cool guest for you guys. I think you're really going to be into this, Damian Novak. And Damian is working on a super, super cool project, VertKick. When I saw VertKick show up on Hacker News, really topped off. It was really popular. Lots of people were interested in it. Lots of comments, lots of engagement. And I took a look at what they were doing. I thought it was really, really cool. Super interesting, and I reached out. I said, I'd love to talk with you guys, and they said yes, so I'm super, super excited. So this week, what does VertKick do? VertKick, well, let me actually ask that to my guests. So Damian, thank you for coming on. Can you explain to everybody what VertKick does?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being here. VertKick is essentially a self-hosted digital ocean. So we enable almost everyone to manage their cloud without having to buy the VPS from any company. We just let people order a dedicated server and then manage their clouds themselves.
So where do they get the dedicated server then?
They can get a dedicated server from anywhere. It can be, for example, SoftLayer, OVH, or Hetzner in Europe. So you can get a dedicated server actually from anywhere. And since dedicated servers are a bit different from VPS, the security and the privacy you get is much better than with VPS. So thanks to this. If they would like to snoop on you, then they would need to physically get to the server and read the disks. Whereas in a VPS, providers can read it without you noticing it at any time. They are able to just perform a live snapshot of the system and pass it to the authorities if they want. So privacy is one of our concerns. However, the other concerns that we are targeting is becoming is building a competition in VPS provider business. And because VertKick not only will have these virtualization features that are essential for running the cloud, that VertKick will also ship with features usable by VPS providers. And that means that some payments, customer management, and a very small ticket system will be shipped with VertKick, which means that many new VPS providers will be able to start their business, or existing providers will be able to switch to VertKick and improve the user experience. As you know, DigitalOcean revolutionized the business by doing this panel super, super reliable, super easy, and great. And we are building the same thing for open source.
Very cool. So anybody could take the VertKick open source project. And how does it work? Can you explain kind of the installation process and what you do to get it up and running?
Yeah, so at the moment we are in alpha stage, but already the instructions are very, very simple. There are only five commands to execute, one of which is git pull, and the other one is some VertKick start. So it's already very simple. However, we are going to simplify it even more and package it so that you just have a Debian package, an RPM package, or Arch Linux package. So it's very simple to use. And unlike many usual Linux packages, VertKick won't need any manual install procedure like editing some configuration files. We will get everything configured from the networks two storage pools and things like that. Even currently, WirtKick downloads all the ISOs so that when you start WirtKick, you already can pick Ubuntu and the image will just load up and you will have to install it in the VNC console. And the next step is, of course, providing virtual appliances so that you don't even have to manually install Ubuntu and other distros on the hard disk. You will just get your SSH keys injected.
So the idea is that you would get, let me see if I understand this, you would get a dedicated server, then you would git pull and virtkick start, basically, and that would create not only the virtkick control panel, but it would do all the virtualization setup so that once you go into the control panel, you can start doing VPS. Is that correct?
We can start virtkicking. That's
awesome.
Right.
How does it scale? So if you want to go past a single server, is it something that, how does that part scale?
Yeah, so currently we only support one hypervisor. However, we've got plans, and it's on our short-term list, to add support for many hypervisors, and it will be very, very easy. So you, the WirtKick administrator, you will just go to the panel and hit the button to add a hypervisor. You will provide SSH connection details, and WirtKick itself will do everything on the remote hypervisor to make it available. And after a while, you'll be able to create a new VM right on this server. And another bonus that we've got on our long-term plan is to order a new dedicated server directly from SoftLayer or OVH or Hetzner or any other provider, so that you don't even need to go to Hetzner or SoftLayer website to order it. We'll just do it for you in without even leaving a WirtKick interface. So that's our long-term plan, long-term goal that we hope to get done soon. Yeah.
That's very, very interesting. It's like anybody could become a hosting provider because you integrate the billing automatically. So how did you come up with this idea? What's your background and how did you come up with the idea?
Yeah, my background is that a few years ago, I had a few servers that were unused, whereas my friends wanted some VPS server. It was when DigitalOcean didn't exist, so all other panels really sucked and nobody liked it. And I've been trying to set up something for them, and I concluded that there's really nothing interesting, so that it's simple and simple, easy, and provides good experience to these users. And there was obviously nothing open source from it. OpenStack, for example, is a great project. However, I believe that it's great for big infrastructures, big corporate infrastructures, where people expect something more than just have a VM. They expect to have some complicated network infrastructure, failover, redundancy, and things like that. And these are things that neither DigitalOcean nor Linode provide and are fine with this. So there are many more people that just want a VM rather than people who want sophisticated configuration. So it was 4 years ago and there was nothing really like that. But, you know, it was just a conclusion that it's not possible. And a year ago, I finally started thinking of it, how I could do something to improve it. Three years passed, and nothing happened in the open source community. So I decided to do something about it. Then presented the idea to Rush. Rush concluded that this is a good idea, and off we go. Currently, we are alpha stage, and it's something clickable and kind of easy to install and use. People
so
love
Rush,
it because, yeah.
Rush is your co-founder, right?
Yeah, Rush is the co-founder.
And what is the technology behind Vertkick? What programming languages? What are the dependencies?
Yeah, okay. So the very first thing that you see is obviously the UI. The UI is currently built with Rails and also AngularJS. That's some parts are in some parts are generated in the backend. Some parts that are more that there is more interaction on it are in AngularJS, and our temporary backend that that we are using is WebVirt Manager. WebVirt Manager is another open source application that lets users control their virtualization with libvirt. We wrapped it into Vertkick, added JSON API on top of it, and use it as a JSON API to libvirt. Whereas libvirt is another abstraction to the KVM that we are using for virtualization. However, KVM is our first step. The next step will be OpenVZ, and the next step will be Docker. However, it will be something rather indirect rather than just Docker.
Got it. One of the things that I think you've been doing that's kind of interesting, and we've seen a few other people like Flynn do this, you're crowdfunding this. So it's an open source project, but it's also crowdfunded. And for anybody listening, the crowdfunding is coming to a close right before Christmas. So if you're listening to this before Christmas, you still have a chance to get in on the crowdfunding. How's that going? What's the goal there, and what are you going to do with the money?
Yeah, okay, so we started our crowdfunding some 20 days ago, I believe, and the crowdfunding isn't going exactly well. That's because, in my understanding, that's because people think that it's too technical for them, and whereas we aim for Vertkick to be super usable so that anyone can kickstart their virtualization with one click. The problem we have in this virtualization business is that people are already used to this being very, very hard. Very hard to start, very hard to use. So I think that this is the problem. People think that this is something too technical for them to be beneficial for them. So that's the problem that we have. However, we've been accepted to a startup accelerator program, and we'll be receiving some money that will boost our development. So I believe that we will be able to show people in 3 or 4 months from now that virtualization doesn't need to be that hard, that it used to be with technologies that were already there.
That's really cool. On your Indiegogo page, I think it's really interesting because one of the big goals you have listed, I love how you have all the goals of the project listed and kind of your big aspirations, and one of the big aspirations you have is a federated VPS for developers. Can you talk about what that means a little bit more?
Yeah, so federated VPS for developers is something that you could think like people building open source projects need to run some sophisticated infrastructure tests. And they currently do it through Vagrant, which connects to DigitalOcean and does all the stuff there in DigitalOcean. So what we are thinking of doing is, after Vertkick is super super popular amongst home users and those small business users, is that they would be able to donate their resources on servers or even desktop computers to the WirtGig Federation, and open source developers will be able to run these infrastructure tests in virtual machines that will be created somewhere in the Federation, for example, on your computer. And thanks to that, open source developers won't need to pay money for these VMs spinning and running tests. For example, testing Docker files. You need a VM for that because it's currently not possible to do in Travis CI, and that's what DigitalOcean is currently used for. So we are thinking of federating all these home users and providing something free and cool to software developers.
That's really cool. So could you run WirtGig on your Mac and use something like VirtualBox as the virtualization and be able to have your Mac hosted virtual machines? Is that kind of the idea there?
Yeah, that's also the idea. Of course, our first step will be to be able to donate these resources that are on Linux boxes, of course. However, we've been thinking of supporting VirtualBox so that Mac users Mac users can join this. So yes, in our long term, we certainly will support VirtualBox and Mac because this is essential for this to succeed.
Very cool. So if you join the crowdfunding campaign at the $199 level, you get copyright instead of copyleft. Can you explain the difference and what that benefit is?
Yeah, okay. So let's just begin with what copyleft is. Copyleft is a way to ensure that software and the source code belongs to people, belongs to their users, instead to the corporation. And that is a case for WirtGig. We license it against the AGPL license, which means that not only do they have to keep it still open, but also share the source code with their users and visitors. So for example, if a company implements some new extra feature in WirtGig, be it an integration with Bitcoin, or something, or maybe support for VirtualBox, they have to share it with their users so that we developers will be able to merge it back to the project if we need. So this is how AGPL works, and that's cool for the community to benefit from companies who do something extra on top of WirtGig. However, some companies may need to develop something and they don't want to share this with others. So we let them do that as long as they pay something to us and boost our development. Even Matthew Richard Stallman told that this is acceptable and okay. So if he says so, I'm happy to do the same. Because I myself like GPL approach, whereas the other co-founder, Rush, is rather an MIT guy. However, if Stallman tells that it's okay to provide a paid version for those who pay, then we can do that.
Okay. And so is this how you're going to make money in the future? So if you're applying to an accelerator, if you're into kind of a if you're into this kind of startup mode, how do you guys plan to make money?
Yeah, so the most important thing in startups and earning money is that first you have to focus on users and find those users, and the ways to monetize what you do are always to be found. So we are currently not sure how to make money on it. Maybe it will be paid support, maybe it will be licensing, or maybe it will be something else. So for now, we are just doing something that we know that is cool, we are doing something that comes out of our passion, something for open source community. And if it kicks, then of course some money will automatically go to us and to our investors. So we are hoping for good.
Great. And are you guys also thinking about the potential of since you're building in a billing system, would you guys be charging a portion of how much it would you might be making as a if you were a VertKick user selling servers?
Yeah, that's an assumption that is wrong because of this being open source. With this being open source, anybody can run it, and we have no means to get some cut on this. That's not possible. Anyone who sells these VPS servers to their customers has got to register their account with Stripe or PayPal, so we won't get anything from that. However, if we add some links in VertKick, and they click on these links, and there will be they will be ref links. Then at least we will get some money by referring people to this. So indirectly, there is a way to get some little money on referrals. However, there is no way to get the percentage of sales of other companies, and frankly, we don't even need something like this. We don't want. We want them to sell these VPS servers and make VertKick even more popular.
Cool. So, are you right out of college? Are you right out of a job? Where are you? What's your kind of employment background?
Yeah. So both of us co-founders were previously working in some daily job. And at the same time, we were doing VertKick. We were doing VertKick. I've been working for, I was working for Zerigo, a cloud hosting provider for one year, and I was working on the source code of DNS offer and VPS offer. At the same time, and it's been almost 4 years since that, I was working on my small business that provided hosting of Atlassian applications called Jira and Confluence. And at the same time, we are offering some VPS servers to our friends merely. So virtualization is something that I've been working with for years now,
yeah.
And Rush, Rush is a Linux guy. He knows how C bindings work, how to write Node.js code that interacts with Linux. So he's essential in this project because he will be the guy who will contribute to LibVirt project. Who does things like wrapping VNC connections with Node.js HTTP servers. So yeah, that's his background. And he used to work with embedded code on some ARM processors. So that's
really cool. And are you both doing this full time? Is this all you do now?
Sorry?
Are you both doing this full time now? Is this all you do?
Yeah, for last 2 months we've been doing it full time because we saw the potential. We and decided that this is something that we have to focus because we have to keep up with this and make it finally so that it's not alpha all the time, so that it's not something that is all the time announced but never developed. We plan to get the 1.0 version somewhere in January.
Wow. Well, this is really, really cool. What's the future? Where is this all going? What would be your wildest dream?
The wildest dream would be that people, when they will be when they want to have a new VPS server, they will have to think about it for a minute, because there will be so many great VPS providers that they won't be able to choose the best one, because all of them will be very good. That's the future.
That sounds like a great future. Any other thoughts, anything else that you wanted to add?
I don't think so. Maybe the one thing that I'd like to ask is for supporting our open source project on our Indiegogo campaign.
Absolutely. If anybody finds this interesting, absolutely. How do they find that? Where do they go?
So the easiest way is just to go to wirtkick.io and click the crowdfund us button somewhere there. So that's the easiest way.
And make sure you do that before Christmas, because it's ending at Christmas. If you check out the GitHub/Vertkick website, they have a great open source repositories. The installation instructions, as you mentioned, are really, really simple. They're very easy to set up. There's even a button, a one-click install on DigitalOcean button. How does that work?
Yeah, so we haven't tested it, but someone who tested it added it, so we just accepted the pull request. But I know that DigitalOcean currently supports nested virtualization, so it's possible to create WirtKick in DigitalOcean and start a virtual machine. So that's good. And the install on DigitalOcean button is a very cool initiative. Someone thought that they could use these new features, metadata API feature in DigitalOcean, and implement something like this, so that people can click this button, and then a VM is automatically provisioned with some specifications that exist in our repo. So that's cool. Great idea.
That's an awesome idea. Well, I really appreciate your time, and I really appreciate you spending time to explain to us this concept. I wish you the best. I think that this is a great initiative, and look forward to having you back on when this is kind of fully baked out of alpha, ready for people to use it.
Yeah, thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the CenturyLink Labs podcast with Lucas Carlson. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, CenturyLinkLabs.com, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. This has been a CenturyLink production. Join us next time for another edition of the CenturyLink Labs podcast.